Whose side are you going to be on? 317-239-1009. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and maybe you can relate to this too. We got a direct message on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. That's at Joe and Alex Show. And it says here, the other day, my girlfriend and I were sending some hot and steamy, you know, text messages back and forth. And they were kind of, I think you'll know what we're saying when we say sexy pics.
Sure.
You're like, oh, baby, you're looking good right there. So they were sending some sexy pics back and forth. He said his girlfriend asked me to send her one of those sexy pictures, but I wasn't able to because I was in a meeting at that time at work. He ended up sending her a text message, but here's where the problem comes up. He sent a photo from a year ago before he was even dating this girl.
Ooh.
So it was a sexy photo meant for, you know, somebody else that he was dating at the time.
Recycled.
Not like he's cheating right now, and the reason you could tell that, which is good, she didn't think it was for somebody else, is that he had a beard in the picture. Now he's kind of clean shaven.
So you guys never think about that.
No, we're dumb. Guys, don't put any of your face in there anyways, you know?
Yeah, keep that too.
Keep it neck down. So she got really pissed according to this direct message that he sent us. And she said, you know what? That's really disrespectful to do that to me. And you should delete that sexy picture off your phone that you took for someone else.
I think who cares? Because they're not, like, as long as you don't have anything in there that exposes what time it was taken, like a beard or something like that, then I think go for it.
But does it, okay, and this is kind of the question. He wants to know whose side are we on? 317-239-1009. The photo, it wasn't of the ex-person. Like, it wasn't a naked woman. It was him.
Right.
So, okay, sure, he sent it to somebody else, but what's the big deal?
I don't think it matters.
See, I kind of agree with you, which is, like, unheard of. But do you agree with his significant other saying, you can't send me a quote-unquote sexy pic, you know what we're talking about,
that you sent someone else before?
That you already sent, like a previously used one.
A previously used, gently used.
Now, I'm trying to put myself in this guy's position and think about my wife, Lindsay, and if she sent me a photo like that, that was from before, like, and I could tell her hair was different.
I think you wouldn't care because it'd be a dirty pic and you
just
want it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think any guys care.
It's just girls that care?
I think it's girls, yeah. At least that's my opinion here or my thought process. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Emily calling into the Joe and Alex Show from Greenwood. What do you think he should have done?
Oh my gosh, hi guys.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning. I definitely think that he should have deleted that. I mean, if I want sexy from somebody, I want sexy just for me.
But how do you know? You know?
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I mean, if she knew that he had a beard in the past and now he's clean shaven, he kind of gave himself away on that one.
Gotcha. All right, yeah. So there you heard it. Don't give her any used pictures. She only wants new.
Hey, thank you, Emily, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We love you. Summer, you're in downtown Indy, and do you have something similar happen to you?
Yes. So I started talking to a guy after he was done talking to my friend. They talk on and off maybe for a couple weeks. But he actually had sent me the same explicit photo that he had sent her because he showed that picture to me. So I'm like, I recognized it right off the bat.
Busted.
So I called him out about it. Yeah. So I think it's wrong. I don't think you should be sending the same photos you're sending to other chicks to the one that you're talking to currently. I think that is wrong.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know about guys, but as a woman, I have days where I have real good hair days and then I have days where not so much. And if I've got one really good picture of me, I want to use that one over and over.
You should not be putting your hair in a sexy photo.
If it's the end of it.
Well, Liv the Web Girl can't help. She's got, like, you know, like Goldilocks or Rapunzel hair over here.
Yeah.
She's like, cousin
it. You shouldn't put your face in it at all. That's how I feel.
No. I'm just speaking from what my friends have told me.
Oh, right.
I am!
What's that jewel daddy? Okay, thank you. Hey, thanks for calling in, Summer, this morning. Let's take one more call. We'll wrap this up. If you can't get through on social media, it's at Joe and Alex Show for our Twitter and Instagram. Stephanie, you're in downtown today, and you're saying you shouldn't reuse anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like furniture or something, but yeah, I don't think you should reuse anything that you don't have to in a relationship. I mean, don't be lazy. Send me a new picture.
Well, I mean, he's not being lazy. Did you hear his story? He was at work at the time in a meeting. I mean, do you want him just like to unzip?
Yes.
Like he's inside the meeting?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
No, well, I'm just kidding.
No.
Yeah, you got to go to the bathroom. That's what I was saying.
I think the guy did the best that he could. And of all the things to be mad about, be happy your man's not sending that photo to other women and cheating and doing other things.
What's her name?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, have you ever sexted while you have been at work?
Of course she has. I can tell. Hold on. Stephanie, what do you mean probably? Like, that's something you know about. Either you did or you didn't do.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I have.
She has.
In long-term relationships, so I'm sure I've gotten bored at times and done that during work.
Now I wonder, what do you do for a living?
Well, you probably shouldn't.
I don't know. I'm afraid my work's going to hear me talking on the radio.
Just tell us, okay, don't tell us where you work. Tell us, like, what field you work in. Like, is it medical? Is it education?
Business.
Aha, business. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Stephanie,
some risky business.
When you're in a long-term relationship and you are sexting, how do you keep it spicy? Because I feel like every girl knows, like, they have, like, two really good angles. Like, do you usually stick with the same couple poses or things, or do you really just go for it and go crazy with it?
I don't know. I guess I don't really try to send a lot of pictures so that when I do, like, it's really special and important.
Good advice.
No, send away. Now, listen, I'm recommending guys out there, the angle that women really like, and Alex, you can kind of help describe this too. It's where you take the camera by two hands, you get really low, so it's kind of an upshot.
No, that looks hideous. That's how you get a 50 double chins or whatever.
I'm literally so grossed out right now.
Do you want me to send you the photo I have, Liv?
No!
All right, Stephanie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.